Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Uxbridge High School Spartan Podcast. This is Uxbridge High School Principal Mike Rubin. Thanks for joining us. It's been a while since we've hosted a podcast. It's been a couple of months, actually. And it's funny, after having 30 plus editions of this kind of fast and furious for a while, the last few weeks have been pretty busy for us. And while we've had our weekly podcast or weekly news updates, I just haven't been able to get some of these recordings out there. So my apologies for those of you who actually look forward to hearing some of them. But, you know, here we are. So we are into June, the final few weeks of our school year, and it has been senior week. We're going to start by talking a little bit about our send-off for the class of 2021. We're going to share some information for you underclassmen out there around what is coming for course schedules and for parents who are interested, as well as some information about what's to come for this summer. So kind of an action-packed 10 or 15 minutes. We'll try and get through it quickly, beginning with our senior class. Had a great event earlier this week, our scholarship and awards night. It's always awesome to see the generosity of our community, to see how folks come together and work so well to, honestly give so much back to these students. They've done so many great things between their community service, their scholarship, their student activities, their involvement, their leadership. We presented cords for students who were successful members of things like our Science Olympiad for 2 years, our National Honor Society members, students who completed more than 100 hours of community service will have distinction cords. Medalists for anything from our student council to our class officers, and our final academic award winners for each of the disciplines. Scholarships awarded for anything from just overall good character and good citizenship to the work that students did in particular academic areas. So it was a great night. The weather held off. We did it in the parking lot drive-in style. And it was the start of really the last few days we have together with the seniors, with our parade through the other buildings and also our graduation, obviously, which will be on Saturday, June 4th on the turf. Our first time going outside. We hope it goes well. We hope Mother Nature cooperates. It's supposed to be a little warm, but hopefully we're out of there before it gets too blazing. Finally, a real credit to this senior class, something I will share in our post-graduation podcast, but this senior class rolled with a lot. And certainly accomplished a lot. We had a very successful prom a few weeks ago. The kids had a great time that were there. And this group of young men and women will always be special, not only for the way they've handled themselves, but the way they've treated each other and come to value, I think, embody a lot of our values. And in so doing, I'm just really proud of them. I really am. They've done a really fine job of coming together as a group for our school, for our community, and perhaps most of all for each other. And a lot of that credit belongs to our class advisor, Ms. Christine Pryor. She is the proud parent, actually, of one of our graduates. But more than that, she really considers herself a teacher to everyone in the building and really a surrogate parent almost to everybody in this class. And so a lot of kudos to her for all of her work in making this past few weeks and 4 years go as well as it has. So speaking of, sort of those transitional moments in time, we have been back fully in person for, the better part of the last couple of months. It's gone extremely well. We've held two vaccine clinics at our school, one on a weekend, one during the school day, that allowed any of our students to get vaccinated on site. We've had most of our staff who was able to participate was able to get vaccinated on site if they hadn't already. And truly grateful for our partnerships in the community to make that all happen. The Board of Health has just been awesome to work with all year round, and I am grateful, truly grateful for all their support to help us plan for so much, both within the school and also for the seniors. In that spirit of just kind of updating folks on some of the things that have been happening behind the scenes, we've been working very hard to, as we simultaneously close out 2021, we're starting, you know, we've done a lot of work on 21-22. We've been doing some hiring. We've already recommended several personnel. We had a couple of new positions that were coming through. We have a couple of folks that had transferred around the district. So we had an opening there that we had to fill, and we've recommended some folks to Dr. Tiano as our superintendent to finalize those hiring processes. So we're very excited about the prospects that we've had, and it's kind of awesome to see how many folks are really interested in coming to Uxbridge to work as part of our team. Part of that has been, I think, the work of the people we have in the building that have been participating on these teams while they're still doing their jobs. And in particular, the guidance department and Mr. DiMeglio, our assistant principal, they've been coordinating MCAS for the better part of the last month for all of our 8th, 9th, and 10th graders. It has gone incredibly smoothly. We've had AP tests happening simultaneous to that. We've had students who are closing out grades and trying to graduate. And we're working on schedules for next year. And that brings us to an important point that our schedules for next year are not done. I think there are some misconceptions out there that some students have been made aware of courses that they could take, or some classes that are already running and they've got this teacher or that. We're not at that point yet. What we are asking students who are in grades, current grades 8, 9, 10, or 11, the students that are going to be in our building next year, 9 through 12, to make appointments with their counselors if they have questions about their schedules, if there's an elective they want to change, or if there's a level they want to change. And our counselors are working through those right now. Our grade 8 schedules are almost finalized. We have a few specifics that we need to go back through. And we do hope, typically, we try to release all of our schedules to students in early August or late July. We do try to do so after the school year has turned over because, you know, we do have to deal with some situations of summer school. There's sometimes some folks who move on over the summer, so we have to adjust some schedules. Usually by August, that time is pretty prime for us to send everything out. But if you do have questions, reach out to the school counselor. They'll be more than happy to help you. And honestly, administration as well. On the point of scheduling and some things that we are working on for the summer, Mr. Silbor, Hurley Silbor, is our social studies department head, has been working closely with me and with our central office on developing a couple of summer academy options. We will be getting in touch with students first about summer school, and that's, you know, for students who need to make up credits. But we are going to be trying to hold a summer academic camp. I say academic camp, but it's really going to be extended learning opportunities for things that, for students to drop in and participate in. Some of them will have some targeted academic areas, and we'll be reaching out to students and families about that. It'll be taking place in August, and it will be short time. We're looking at doing these things only in the morning for a couple hours, 3 or 4 days a week, or 3 days a week for 3 weeks, and giving students an opportunity to keep that part of their brain engaged and doing so in a really purposeful way, but also fun. We don't want people to think they're coming in to take an English class. There may be some opportunities to really, really dig in and, work on some things that they love, like some of our art equipment or the anatomy table or working on, just some of their social skills through some activities that are fun. And we are running it very much like camp. We'll have some more information about that coming out in just a couple of weeks, hopefully actually by the end of next week. So June 10th or 11th. And we will be sending out some information to our rising 8th grade students, our current grade 7 class of 2026, about orientation. Miss Bethany DeVasion, Miss Lauren Bouchard are the advisors to the class of 2025. And so they have been working very closely with our current eighth grade on planning orientation for August. And we are very much looking forward to having our new batch of young Spartans with us come August and then into September. Finally, just a few kind of casual or small updates that I think need to be mentioned. And I do so just quickly here at the end. One is with respect to our athletic seasons. We are one of the few schools around here that ran four full seasons from the beginning. You know, at the beginning of the year, and if you're out there listening, you know who you are. People were upset that some of our seasons got delayed. They wanted seasons to start in earlier mid-September, and it got pushed to the beginning of October, gave us time to plan, and we ended up having a successful fall. We had very limited disruption to our athletic seasons this year. Some schools had their seasons compromised by, you know, multiple games, multiple weeks, and knock on wood, we were not one of them. That's a credit to the student athletes themselves. It's a credit to the families that took some of the guidelines seriously, or at least that is how it would appear. And finally, it's a credit to some of the work of Mr. Carboni, our athletic director, and our coaches and our trainer, Samantha Cella, and our nurse, Tara Schiller, to really just stay on top of things all year long. It was a year-long effort. I know a lot of people just say, well, just let them play. We'll see what happens. There's a lot that we needed to do to make sure that we were even allowed on the fields, and it's been ongoing. Granted, the spring has been great. It's been awesome to have kids outside without masks playing the sports they love and being successful while they do it. I mean, we've had some awesome, really awesome performances in all of our spring sports, a season that didn't exist a year ago. And I really want folks to sink in, let that sink in, that, you know, 365 days ago, we were canceling graduation. 365 days ago, we were a building that was empty for the better part of several months. And we're now pretty much on the cusp of, I dare say, returning to some semblance of normalcy. And to everybody who's contributed to that, been patient with it over the past, you know, year plus 15, 16 months, I will say with a debt of gratitude, and a great deal of sincerity, how much we appreciate it. I really sincerely mean that. So that's it for this edition of the Uxbridge High School Spartan Podcast. We appreciate you tuning in. We'll be back before the end of the school year with a couple of more editions of our podcast. We'll have more details coming about summer camp and our Spartan Summer Academy. Until then, folks, this has been the Uxbridge High School Spartan Podcast. I'm Mike Rubin. Thanks for tuning in.